Yo, it's your boy Young Skip. We back with another Speak On It podcast episode. You know where to follow me at, AKO underscore underscore on the gram. You know I got the crew with me.
Hey, it's your boy Illy, aka Vincent Valentine, aka at Philon Illy, aka the LeBron James of this podcast game. What's happening?
Yo, it's E-Hall. Follow me on Insta, Wavy E, and that's with two Y's.
Yes, sir. Hey, how about them Lakers, man? How about them Lakers, man?
Yo, the Knicks suck.
Lakers suck. They're
Just
terrible.
flat out.
Yo,
It's sorry, man.
thing is, I don't know what's worse, the way the players play or the way the coaches coach.
Man,
Like,
bro, I told, but that's the thing. Like, they were doing well, yeah, before LeBron got hurt, yada yada. But I don't know. Like, they have no urgency. They don't play any type of defense. KCP just be shooting the ball to shoot it. He don't shoot with a purpose. Rondo shooting double digit threes.
yo,
I
when
don't
I
know
seen
since
that shit, I
when
was about to
he
lose
does
it.
that.
I thought my ESPN app was broken. When I
Yeah,
seen, I
facts.
look, I
One
didn't.
for eight in the first half.
No,
That's
it was worse
nasty.
than that, because
No, why? Is,
he
yeah, I
shot
seen.
10 in the first half or 11.
Oh my.
Damn.
Oh
Yeah, I
my
seen something on
God.
Twitter. Somebody was talking about they get hot because every time there's an open play, the only person, the person that seemed to be open that after passing so much is Rondo, and they just
It's like, oh fuck. Everybody just throw their hands up, play
It's a
out.
turnover. It's a
Start
turnover every
running
time you
back.
shoot. It's like a
Yeah, I just
turnover.
gotta start running back at that point. That nigga a
Yes.
bum. How you in the league that long? He been playing, he probably been playing basketball 30 years. He can't shoot yet.
I'm
That is
sick, man.
disrespectful
Cause
to the game.
I feel like he was really killing it off when he was playing for the Celtics, like when they went to the finals and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all he had to do was is just get to the paint and kick it out to Ray Allen
Right.
and Paul
Facts.
Pierce. This motherfucker, they
Facts.
leave, and now the NBA's so smart. All they do is when a dude can't shoot, they literally gonna have your they gonna have your matchup sitting underneath the basket. They're gonna say, we want you to shoot. This.
Everybody helping everywhere. So, who would be the ideal replacement coach for him then?
Anybody, me?
Ty Lue.
I'll go coach the Lakers and I'll coach them for a discount.
For a
Give
discount.
me
I mean,
100
how
bones.
hard do y'all really feel like it's hard, or he's not subbing in the right people at the right
Yo.
time? How do y'all feel about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. You speak on that. Speak on
All it take is a quarter of a brain to help
that.
fix the Lakers. Yo.
That's the thing. Like, you're coaching grown men who've been playing basketball their whole lives. Like, it's not that
Like,
hard to coach an NBA roster.
it's
Like,
not.
but you have to have your players have to respect you.
Yes.
And I don't think
Facts.
they respect Luke Walton like that.
Oh, not at all. Didn't they leave? Didn't the bus leave them? One of the nights.
Yeah,
I
I heard
forgot
about
about
that crap.
that.
They should. They probably was trying to find him.
Trying to get on.
Then they realized it was
Facts.
too late. Like they have a game that day. You can't find him the day
So
of.
what's your biggest issue with Walton, Ilya? Like, what does he do
My
that you
biggest
don't
issue,
you're not a fan
I
of?
hate his face. I just hate like just seeing him on the bench, just looking lost. Like that is annoying to me. Like
Yeah.
he just has the same type of just like
It
confused.
looks
I
like
don't
he
know
doesn't
what I'm supposed to
care,
be doing face.
huh? Yeah.
It's like, dude,
Facts.
what do you mean?
Yeah, to me, it's irritating because I mean, especially if you was one of like an old school Laker fan, talking about old school, like from our perspective when Kobe was playing, and we had Luke. Nobody wanted Luke in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro had to be on the bench in order for Lakers to be up, and now we got bro as a coach. Like, it's horrible. It's ugly, and he in a suit and tie trying to direct traffic. It's ugly.
Yo, I knew Luke Walton was gonna be a fraud coach because he was a bum in the games.
He
Like
was
a bona
bad.
fide bum.
He was a bum.
Like all
He was just collecting paychecks.
Oh, easy. Like his dad was in the NBA. Thing is, he was good for Arizona. I ain't even gonna lie.
Facts.
But once he got to the
Yeah.
next level, like this dude just it's like he lost his Infinity Stone or something. Dude turned into a scrub real quick.
Facts. And yeah, I mean, LeBron, you know, LeBron gonna get rid of him. If not by the end of this
season, I'll let Rich Paul coach the Lakers or Mav Carter.
Rich Paul, Mav Carter. Oh my God! So you think the Lakers gonna get anybody this summer?
I don't think they will. Honestly.
Yeah, I feel like the spotlight is just, everything's been shown on how the Lakers are working right now, and everything just don't look good.
Lakers so just full of it. They're really such a fraudulent franchise at this point. We ain't gonna get nobody in the summer. I swear. They talk about us getting Kawhi, KD.
You said they're not going to get KD?
No, I'm saying that they talk about us trying to get Kawhi, KD, Clay, AD. Like, we're not going to get nobody.
Facts. Nobody trying to go play with LeBum.
I want to see I want to see where Anthony Davis goes in the summer, because everybody's going to try to trade for him, and I think it's going to be between us and the Celtics. And I want who's the dumb enough organization to give up more assets? That's what it's going to come down to.
that's the big news.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. AD, he got a one-year rental somewhere, so we'll see if he ends up, you know, somewhere in the East or what.
Maybe the Raptors. Somebody said something crazy about the Raptors. I was like, what the hell?
You said AD might go to the Raptors?
I remember a couple weeks ago, someone saying, like, don't be surprised if the Raptors try to get him. Or just something like that. I forgot, but beats me.
All right, then. We can go ahead and head into this music industry. I mean, what's y'all go-to playlist when you're in your feelings? Like, who your go-to artist or, like, album? Like, you just chilling, post it.
That's a good question.
I probably gotta say Brent Faiyaz,
Daniel. I never listened to him, honestly. I didn't listen to him either.
That's because you uncultured. You to this music game. You uncultured.
Uncultured.
You only listen to the mainstream dogs.
Mainstream.
I never listen to. I listen to my playlist, my old but gold playlist from Valentine's.
Give us like three, four songs.
Oh, my Valentine. Oh, no. I'm tripping. I called it my Valentine's Day Bay List.
Get out that bag.
Yeah, it's got some heat. Got some Lenny Williams, some Earth and Wind and Fire, some Marvin Gaye, The Spinners. Yes, Shalimar, some Elder Barge. Okay, yeah, it's some heat on there, you know. If y'all want it, you know, y'all know where to find it. Just holler at me.
Wait, what is this music for? What's the
category? This my Valentine's Day Bay List. It's the old but gold.
That's in his feelings playlist.
Yeah. So I listen to that old stuff, that real R&B.
I'll share that.
But yeah. I will say like the past week and a half or so, I've been listening to like the old 2000s, like T-Pain types. That's that heat. A little R. Kelly, but chill.
My playlist way better than yours, man.
What you guys really? Say, man? Come on.
Man, I'm rocking with the Ja Rule, the Put It On Me remix. That goes crazy. Y'all probably don't remember that. That's probably before y'all was born.
I just ain't listen to it.
New Edition, Ashanti. I mean, that duet with Justin Timberlake and Beyonce, that song was fire. I mean, you know, you got the J-Lo and Ja Rule in here.
Damn, y'all really crying, huh?
Yeah, man.
No, yeah, see, that's kind of me, too. I feel that. Marvin Gaye, too.
Bobby Valentino. Y'all know about that. I don't know about Bobby.
See, people, I feel like people would sleep on Bobby Valentino at the time.
No, people would sleep, bro. Sleep.
Bobby Valentino. When I get up,
I'm going to see the angels calling. Yeah.
Wee, wee, wee.
Like it got that really went off.
Hey, Lloyd, oh, Alicia Keys, Fab, old Fab's fire, bro.
You still know Keisha, everybody in your phone.
Keisha Cole.
Ego. he's just going down his phone. He naming everybody.
He is. But what about new? I really want to know like how y'all feel about like the newer people. Like, do y'all listen to that guy Black or Six Black? Whatever. How do you pronounce his
Black.
Name? Even
Black. You I think it's Black. Black. Yeah, Black is fire. His is fire.
Yeah, he's cool. I don't really care for the new age R&B like that. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
So you just go straight O's, or you just go straight.
I gotta go back to the '70s.
I feel that.
I mean, that's really what I'm saying. Like,
that says a lot. Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because their vocals are so fire. Like, they was really in a bag vocally, man. Like, yeah. I don't get that same stuff like nowadays.
Yeah.
Like where you get they was really hitting them high notes. Like, I need to really be like ready to cry in the shower type of stuff.
Hey, I know I feel you on that 100%. I want to shed a tear or two when I'm listening to a playlist.
Man, what you be bro. Sad over, man?
What? I'm sad, huh?
Okay, because you sounded real enthusiastic about this In My Feelings playlist, so I'm just asking.
I'm trying to see, man, because I know I got the greatest playlist of the century. It got like 100 plus songs, so 177. Really?
All you
got to
do is copy and paste.
This guy. Ain't nobody copy
probably,
and paste.
He probably copy and pasted somebody else's playlist.
Nah. Nah.
That is disgusting.
That's cap. That's
seek
cap.
Help.
That's cap.
Yeah, his
mental illness. Seek help. Seek help. Now. So who's y'all best rapper or hip-hop artist thus far, so far? It doesn't have to be anybody, you know, recently. It could be back in the day. Like, who's the greatest?
The
rapper,
greatest, the GOAT,
and the greatest hip hop artist.
Hip hop.
To y'all.
Greatest hip hop artist?
Yeah.
Hip hop.
Best rapper right now got to be Kendrick.
What you mean?
What you mean? What you mean?
I say, you said Gucci Mane. Oh, that's you said Gucci Mane.
Who?
Yo, if y'all hear me say Gucci Mane, I need to get checked out.
I said Kendrick Lamar is the best rap artist. So far, with the music industry,
you said of all time, right?
Of all time, can you go more?
Wow,
who else?
Little fucking Wayne.
Yeah, right.
Say,
little Jesus freaking man. Wayne. We could debate that.
Ain't no debate.
What you mean,
Lil Wayne? Mean, Lil Wayne, bro? Great. Lil Wayne.
He
great.
Not better than if he not better than Kendrick. Then man, like there's something really wrong.
They two different artists, man. Or not two different yes. artists, but like they rap completely different.
That's fine. True. But when you say greatest of all time, then I just don't know how you can just not say that. Lil Wayne.
All right, know. Who you think, E?
Greatest hip hop artist? Ah man,
yeah. Hip hop wise, I mean, I don't want to say it, but. It might be him.
I'm gonna say this. So Lil Wayne. See, I can't.
I'll put, but that's what I'm saying. I'm putting like Wayne and Kendrick in the rap category. Hip hop wise, I'm thinking. I guess Drake, the Drakes.
Man, I can't. I'm gonna say Common, bro.
This what?
I'm gonna say Common. Yep.
Wait, hold on. Let me take out my earbuds real quick, and I'm coming right back in, and I'm gonna ask you a question one more time.
Come on, bro. What you mean?
You said Common.
Common sense, bro.
Common, huh? That's different.
Are you trolling?
Nah, that's really facts, bro. Like if you go back, and even if you listen to Common's latest project, this dude is really spitting still, bro. Like it's straight. It's not even just. It used to be just poetry, but it's been hip hop for a while.
I'm not even gonna lie. I totally forgot that he was still an artist.
Wow.
I thought he was he was an actor for the last like 5 years. Yo, I was literally just watching a movie. I was watching John Wick, and he was in John Wick. Wow. And at first, I was like, "Yo, like, who is that?" And I was like, "Oh shit, that's Common," because he was in a movie.
Well, so who's your who's your GOAT hip hop artist, Ilya?
Like, I mean, since we're differentiating like rapper and hip hop artist,
is that the same? Are you considering those the same?
I mean, I don't give a damn, man. I honestly don't care. Like, it's literally, it's hilarious. Like, the two hip hop artists, rapper. I mean, it's, I guess you could say it is.
You figure it's all the same at the end of the day?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if we do it like that, then I mean, it's probably Drake.
Yeah.
Like, best hip hop artist. Lil Wayne's the best rapper.
All right. I can rock with that. I can rock with that.
You can't say, you can't, but, and, all right, so wait, let me ask you this. So are you putting Kendrick in the rap category or the hip-hop artist category?
Rap, bro.
See, that's, how? That's what I'm saying, because.
What do you mean, how?
Because even in the album, Damn, he had a bunch of, like, hip-hop type of songs.
You can't,
like,
divide rap and hip-hop, ultimately.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. Okay, I see what y'all saying there. I see what y'all saying.
Loyalty. Cancel, no switches. He said, yeah. Wow. Yes.
What's up with the Kardashians, man? What are they doing?
Oh, man.
There's
something in that air over there. What's going on?
Yeah, something in that Calabasas air.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's real annoying, honestly.
They said it's so bad, bro. They said the normal neighbors is even starting to start, like, to see what's going on in the city. Like, they watching their every move, bro.
That's sick.
That is sick. They got Travis Scott allegedly cheating. Bro deleted his whole Instagram. Tristan Thompson, she finally blamed Tristan. Khloé finally blamed Tristan that it was his fault.
Is it ever like, that serious? Would y'all give y'all Instagram? Just, yeah. Like,
yeah, hell no. Nah.
Heck no, bro. If
my girl made me pick between her and social media, I'm gonna pick social media.
Bro, like, you're literally building your own platform through social media. Like, you can make so much bread off social media. I ain't deleting that.
Right.
Oh, friend. No, dead ass. Like, did he really delete his thing?
Nah, he did.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's disgusting. He needs to see a therapist immediately.
Yeah, I thought Travis was a better man than that. I probably won't listen to Astroworld no more.
He must have really cheated.
Oh, God.
Thing is, you can't. I don't even know if I could say Tristan cheated, because I don't even think he considered Khloé his girl.
And they kissed. It was just a kiss. Like, yeah, it was just a kiss, but I don't know. Like, the way that they're blown out of proportion over a kiss, I thought he beat.
Yo, I thought he'd be in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all niggas wild.
Like, what in the world?
Yeah, it must be something else that we don't know.
That's for sure, bro. Honestly, I think. Go ahead.
What were you about to say?
No, I was going to say Jordan Woods for sure. She's not going to tell everybody everything, so.
Yeah.
Bro, thing is.
Why was she looking so heat yesterday, though?
She been heat since she started losing weight.
Yeah, but I say she was low-key chonky before, bro.
No, she was definitely big bone.
Yeah, she was that auntie. She was the auntie at the barbecues that could cook.
Wow.
Weight Watchers.
That's wild, bro.
Hey, stop fetching. So, you can get demonetized.
Hey, facts.
Real quick, they gonna cancel your ass. Get this nigga out of here.
Hey. So how social media is changing everything, and how people are getting paid through socials now without having to do anything, and they're just solely living off socials rather than, you know, living like a normal life. How y'all feel about that?
Yo, like, I got so much to say about that, but I'm gonna try to condense it as much as I can. Because it's literally a joke. Like, the way that chicks are using their bodies to make money, it's literally, like, it's disgusting. Like,
facts.
Every day, like, every day I come across a chick, like, in her snap or whatever, and it's a premium snap. Like, they're literally selling their nudes, selling videos of themselves, like
sex tapes. The dudes is buying this.
People are buying it. And then on top of that, like the chicks, they're advertising themselves so that you can meet up with them and have sex with them for like, so it's just like under $100 an hour.
It's crazy, because you, to me. You have dudes actually paying for this. So it's like, how can you tell them not to do it?
Yo, like it's just so disgusting, babe, because like it's just so many of them. And then like my thing is this, like think about like, let's say like 10 years from now. Imagine you marrying your chick and this chick had a premium snap like all her life, whatever. Like, you really married a whore. Like, that's disgusting. Imagine your homie had your girl premium snap.
Oh my god.
He getting off to your girl behind your back.
Yo, I didn't even think about that.
I'll be weak if I, I'll be damned if I walk up. I'm walking somewhere with my girl and then dudes be like, yo, I know her.
Yo, I will kill all three of us.
Like, wow.
That'd be crazy.
That's foul. Now that I think about it, that's foul.
How do we get to this point, though? Like, I don't get how that's possible. Once, is that
I forgot who it was, but it was like a couple of like big name chicks, and then I think it was like the porn stars or whatever. I think once they started doing stuff on their snap, then they realized you could charge for that footage, because like this is what happened. So the big name porn stars, they used to post like stuff like that on their snap, and then once they started to get reported, you know, like, all right, like I'm gonna charge people to be on my premium snaps, so then they couldn't see it, so then they couldn't get like reported anymore. Because people are paying for it. So then it just dwindled down to these other chicks, these regular chicks, and they're making bank off of it.
It's a legit business now. Like, they really rolled it.
No, facts. Thing is, I'm going to tell you right now. What all you got to do is report these chicks to the IRS, because a lot of them don't pay their taxes on it. And they said, you can get up to like 30% of all the money that they make, like in the last like calendar year or something like that.
If you report them,
yeah.
I'm
about to start reporting all these buckethead hoes.
Yo,
like one 30%. By one, 30%.
We need to start adding up.
Nigga, I'll be filthy, stinking wrench.
Lord have mercy. But bro. All right, think about it another way, though. Just, like, chicks, like, I don't know, I guess people advertising stuff, like, promoters and shit. Like, they're really just making money sitting at the crib just posting on their Instagram because they have so many followers.
Yeah, I'm about to start buying followers back. Like, it's 2012.
That's crazy, bro.
Man.
That's nuts, man. I mean, that's really – just imagine how to – this is only the beginning, bro. Like, this about to get out of hand.
Thing is, one day it's gonna be a thing where like a million followers is nothing. Everybody better have a million followers one day. Watch.
Facts. Watch. People might just be sitting at their cribs making. They're not gonna have any type of human, you know, interaction. None of that. They're not gonna even know how to be social and be amongst people. Right. It's gonna get out of hand.
You paid. Like,
they're gonna have robot accounts making bread.
It's crazy.
Everything
some Android accounts making money on IG.
That's crazy. Hey, so if you had to choose from saving $20 million or your girlfriend, which one are you saving?
$20 billion. Or my girlfriend.
Or your girlfriend.
That's a tough question. Even though it's not a tough question, it's a tough question.
Yeah.
And when I say that,
what are the deciding factors? Like,
first of all, at the end of the day, I'm a money hungry bastard. I like money. I like money. But like, when you talk about your girl, like, especially if you've known her for a long time, and like, it's hard to really see yourself being happy
with that $20 billion without the one that's been with, like, been with you.
Through, it's been there through everything, through thick and thin. Yeah,
yeah. So, but at the end of the day, like I was talking to my boy Larry, and he was saying, what if you save your girl, and then she break up with you, like a year later or whatever? You could have had the $20 billion. Yo, I let the chopper sing.
Yeah,
for real. You know how mad you'd
be? That's sick.
You know how mad you'd be?
Yo, that is
a year sick. Later. You thinking back, and you could have had $20 billion.
$20 billion in your pocket
over a chick.
That's yeah. Thing what is, you think?
Honestly, bro, I'd rather just take. I take my chick, man. I'm gonna find my way to that money. Here's how I feel. I feel like it can go both ways. I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. Like,
right.
not even if Ilya wouldn't even have said that, like, chick breaking up with you after you pick her, like, I take it both ways, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, just because life is just, bro. You only get one life, bro. Like, exactly. I'm not even.
I'd rather just be happy in that one life. But the thing is, this is another, like, going on what you just said, like. Even if I did decide to take the $20 billion, like, I'm gonna feel some type of way because I feel like I just came amongst $20 billion and I didn't really like earn it. Like, I rather feel like I earned my way to some money, to just like receive it, because I'm not really gonna feel like grateful. Like,
yeah, you're not gonna be appreciative of it.
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't really have to work for it.
Be like, okay, like, but it just then you gotta really. Then you really gotta like find a chick that's gonna love you for who you are. And that's gonna be tough.
Yeah, that's gonna be the hard part though. I don't know if you really can.
You gotta
have that much.
You gotta be a billionaire and you gotta still be driving like a Toyota little Camry around trying to find a love of your life the right way.
And it's crazy. That's crazy. You really just said that. Like it is crazy that when we actually work for stuff, we appreciate it more. Like, for example, if you're making your own money, you're going to spend it wisely. You're not about to be spending it on dumb shit. But, like, somebody just giving you money, you really will blow it off on anything. Because you're just like, you really can't go ham, bro.
Yeah, it's harder. It's to crazy. So, therefore, it's harder to, like, lock it in at some type of vault. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You get it. You're going to do something with it. Crazy.
Facts. So, what about – so, I know, you know, we in our 20s, you know. And at this stage, you prefer somebody with a little bit of mileage or a virgin?
Wow. How did we just segment into that, like that transition right into that? I was going to say, where was you going with that at first? I was like, what are you about to say?
I take the virgin for sure.
I hear you.
Let me see real quick. Thing is,
it's really hard out here to find a chick that a mutual friend or somebody else ain't had, especially if you're in LA or like big city. Like, it's hard. So like, when you do find that unicorn, aka virgin,
here's my thing, bro. Like, if you really want to find you one, bro, you're gonna find it, bro. Cause it's like. I feel like there's areas where you got those chicks that are like on the low, like they either new to social media or they don't really got that many followers, but they in an area where you got a smaller population, you know what I'm saying? You might gotta pull her out of there or whatnot, but you gotta go really searching, bro. And it's like
to the slums.
Yeah, but it also can go it could also be, you know, big city and whatnot, but it could go hand in hand with just the type of family she was raised with.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Like, I don't want no virgin.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell y'all why. I'm gonna tell y'all why. Because one, I need somebody that had her heart broken before. Because I need her to experience, you know, being let down. So then she can appreciate my love.
Here's that.
Thing is, because the reason why is because after she done been let down and her heart been broken, etc. So, and by the time she get to me, she gonna understand, like I'm the best thing for her. But if I'm the first dude that she really been with
and then I treat her so good, and then she might get curious and be like, you know what, I'm going to leave him. And then she's going to go for somebody else, ain't going to treat her like me, and then she's going to try to come back, and it's too late, because I ain't taking you back, bitch.
Yo, that was needed right at the end. That's comedy.
What was your take on it? Me personally, I don't know. Like, the unicorn is just more appealing to me in my eyes. Because, like I said, it's hard out here to find somebody that ain't messed with, like, a mutual friend or, like, a home. Like, it is hard. So, like, when you do find that one and she's like, oh, yeah, and I'm a virgin, you're like, that's low-key, like, the icing on the cake for me. I'm like, damn, all right, bet. Nobody else been in this?
Like, yeah, but thing is,
way more fun.
I ain't smart with a little experience.
But that's the thing, that's... though. Like you can always teach somebody something. Like,
nah.
Hell yeah. Ain't giving no lessons. He want to go right into it.
Yo, I ain't about to teach her how to write me.
To fuck. I know, but that's my thing.
I'd be goddamn.
Hey, but that's the thing, bro. Like,
hey, this how you write it. Like, yo.
Hey, hold on. No facts, bro. But that's the thing. Like, sex for me doesn't really justify a relationship. Like, I don't. Like, yeah, it's good to, like, if your girl can do what she do and whatnot, but. Like, it doesn't really justify anything. Yo. Like, it's not going to be the deciding factor for me whether I'm going to really mess with you or not.
I'm going to tell you right now, don't come at me with some unseasoned sex.
Hey, man, keep this, though. Like, I feel like the unicorns, like, they're better one because I feel like most of them, they gonna want to do that more like unexpected or like wild mm-hmm. type compared to you got one that's experienced. She may be just, you know, used to the same old Joe Schmo moves and yeah. whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
the unicorn also, she's so used to, like, most of them may be used to, especially if she a unicorn, and to this point, bro, we facts. 23 years old, like,
facts.
She didn't let down some dudes, bro. Like, she didn't just, well, I guess probably some of them just, you know, in a rock or something, but
yeah.
But some of them be letting down some dudes, bro. And I feel like that's enough to say, like, yo,
yeah,
her shit, she done been through maybe a couple heartbreaks. She didn't want to been with a dude, but she didn't want to have sex yet and whatnot. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I just feel like it's more
to life than sex, man.
Nah, don't come at me with some unseasoned box. Dead ass.
But that's the thing, bro. Like, and it displays kind of like just having some type of standards and morals. Like, I'm not saying like females that do have sex don't have standards and morals, but like if you make it this far and you really like stay strong to, all right, whether it's I'm trying to find the right one, or I'm trying to wait till marriage. Like that's just showing, like, that's strong.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm not going to lie.
You got to think about it, bro. How many dudes probably didn't try?
Yeah, and then she finally met you. But I mean, that's
all. She about to give it to whoever the first person going to be. She going to get it. I mean, it's going to be something.
Bro,
yeah.
It'll be something heavy.
That stuff is cool and all for a fairy tale, but this is the real world. Nigga, if y'all can find me somebody that's 23 with no action, then I'll find you a liar.
Yo. Real.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. Real quick, hey, if you guys are listening to this podcast and if you made it this far and you still a virgin, then DM me because we're going to have to talk this out. I want to figure out. I want to know why, like, what happened, you know? So DM me.
Y'all heard it here first. DM at VLon Illy, you know, if you still
your tax documents, too. That's what he said.
No, for real.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being a virgin, man. You know, do you be happy?
No, it's not. Decisions. It's not, like, but I want to know, is it –
was it, you know, more so just a moral thing where you're trying to wait for the right person, mm-hmm. or just like, you know, I don't know, just whatever.
Like, there's different situations too for that too. You
yeah. Right, yeah.
So okay. So this leads to this next question of what was this one? Oh, if she's not good ahead, or if she's not good in the bed, which one worse?
Lord have mercy. Yo, the topic has reached a whole new level.
I said,
wow. So it's getting late.
Bro, I say, hey, it, that's worse. If you can't get it, that's worse.
let me think real quick. Hold up.
I think I'm gonna go the other way around.
But bro, you gotta think about it like yeah. Head, like you can still get chores, bro. Like
yeah,
it, you know what I'm saying. But with head, like if she ain't doing it right, then you can't get chores.
I'm gonna tell y'all right you, now. I'm gonna you, tell y'all. Wait, hold on.
Bro, using her teeth and shit.
Yo, I'm right on the boat, yo.
I was low-key thinking about it. That makes sense.
Yo, y'all ain't heard that yet. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Yo, thing is, like the other day, I didn't know like which one I'll prefer. But if she can't give no neck, then I'm gonna be mad, because at the end of the day, if you beat me, all you gotta do is beat it like either Lexington Steel or Mandingo. And you solid. Like, you gotta learn to do nothing.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could.
I'm a Tom Brady.
Work it out.
I'm a dink and dunk, and I'm gonna work the field all the way to the end zone.
Stupid, but yeah, like, I don't know. Because to get, I mean, in order to, I mean, I don't know what the process is for getting good at this type of stuff, because I'm not a female. But, you know, like, if you can't, at 20 and up, if you can't give no good head, you childish.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know what I just, but at the same time, like if she ain't know how to throw a bite, like, you better have, like, some kind of, like, rhythm, like, some kind of just hip swivel, some something, like, don't, like, yeah, don't give me the unseasoned box, like, I'm gonna be mad.
that's
why niggas be cheating like that. Like, you get on,
speak on it.
Like, don't give a nigga some unseasoned box. Like, we gonna have to try to find some seasoning. We gotta go to the store, get you some salt and pepper, some little garlic powder. Some paprika, some seasoning. That's why niggas be cheating. Niggas don't cheat to try to find the love of their life. Like,
speak on it.
Like, hey, that's crazy.
Let me chill.
Leave. You're about to get in his bag.
My girl gonna listen to this. Let me chill.
Hey. Once upon a time, a wise man once told me that the relationship don't start until somebody try to cheat. I don't know who said that.
Who the fuck said that?
I don't know who said that. But his voice sounds familiar in this podcast right now.
I might know.
I know for a fact it was not me.
Hey, that's so facts, though.
In a sense that it might really show you if you really like that person or not, because you're going to feel guilty.
I mean, you don't really even have, like, really put your full-on action into it. If you think about it,
you feel like a guilty conscience. Yeah. Facts, yeah. You for sure get a guilty conscience.
Nigga, imagine coming home to a... Imagine you get home after a hard night out of cheating on your girl, and then she probably blowing your phone up, like, oh, like, where you been, blah, blah, blah. Just nagging you, like, you really be sick, but, like, that if you not like damn, like I just really like cheating on my girl, like then you don't love her.
Like, if Tristan Thompson,
they weren't even together. Yeah,
facts.
Like, but that's really the defining point to know if you love your girl or not. Like, when when you can have like a slight urge, you know, to see, you know, to dib and dab a little bit, get a little dabber rants, and then you like, damn, I really love my girl. Like, that's literally the defining point.
That's how
funny.
Tristan Thompson found out he wasn't in love.
Yeah, Tristan found out like fucking 12 cheats ago. it took him 13 cheats for Chloe to find out like he don't love her. That's crazy.
Sick.
She needs help.
Fuck.
Immediately.
Yeah, that is just sick though. And then it's just like when women continue to take a guy back for cheating, it's like what do they expect?
I was just gonna say it's some chicks though that are okay with it, and then
the thing is the reason why is because I'm telling you, people not trying to start all over. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, bro, think about it. Look, this is how you gotta think. Because let's say I cheat on my girl. All right, let's say me and my girl have been together, right? We've been together mm-hmm. for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, like, I go holler at another chick and I cheat on her.
Mm-hmm.
So out of those 365 days, I was unfaithful for one day.
Mm-hmm.
I still get an A+ in the class.
Oh my God.
So don't take all my points away from me and give me a failing grade for one bad decision.
Oh,
at the end of the day,
God.
I still love my chick. Don't get me wrong. But again, like if I'm at like and even then, like I could be good to you. We could be going out all the time. I'll be buying you stuff. You know, I'll be treating you good.
Looking like a sucker.
Not even that, but like,
I'm playing.
Like, I'm putting you on a pedestal, or whatnot, and then you know, I dib and dab a little bit behind your back. Like, even if I'm good to you 90% of the time, and you know, I dib and dab that 10%. Like, don't let the 10% affect everything else that I do. You know, it's 10%. That's still a 90% of the class. It's an A. You still got a 4.0.
I'm seeing this, like, I'm seeing Ilya coming home like to a full-on chick, like she ready to get married and all, and he just come home with the math equation and just set it in front of her like, yo,
for real,
this
like,
what happened.
Like, I'm
but this is the percentage I got, so yes.
So you
passed,
gotta pass,
right?
Me don't fail me off of that. Don't make the final worth don't make the final worth that much.
Hey, y'all think being corny actually benefits you? You think it worked?
Hell no.
Yo.
I'm a little corny, man. I'm a little corny. I know
you are, but it depends, man, because you gotta define what you mean when you say corny. Because if you just like if you acting like a good guy being corny, like you're not gonna work. Chicks don't want no good guy. They don't want a dude that's like hee hee, like ha ha, like all goofy ass. Like, you ain't gonna get
that's 100% true. Because you can
nice guys finish last.
You could get either taken advantage of. You can get taken advantage of in several ways. Like, she can start doing like the manly type stuff, telling you like the manly type stuff. Like, yo. Clean, you know, I'm saying she can become the man. You know, the roles can.
Oh yeah.
Or she could go around, fuck around, and cheat on you. Or I mean, it can. If you're too nice, I've seen that happen to too many of the bros. Shout out to them.
Yo.
I learned from that though. I learned from that big time. Like in high school and stuff, when I was, you know, in a couple of relationships or whatever. Like I was the nice guy. Like I don't know, like. You can tell me, like, I just want to be perfect. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be perfect. Like, I wanted to make her happy, go the extra mile, do all, you know, the crazy, you know, public shit, you know, poster, all that shit. But it got to the point where I was like, damn, like, a chick, I did all this, and the chick still broke up with me. Like, it still wasn't good enough. So I had to just learn. Like, it's not so much nowadays, like, you know, you got to be mean and rude and stuff, but you just got to really take your time and get to know people and do all that before you just start hopping into stuff. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all. Sure. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Like, this is when I knew, like being a nice guy, like, gets nowhere. Because, like, back in the day when I was younger, like you kind of trying to figure yourself out and figure out, like, what's the best way to go about certain things. You know, like, you try to do what the niggas in the movies do. Take your chick out, you know, make her laugh, whatever, whatnot. You pay for her shit, you know, all that cute stuff. But what I found out is that the shit that you do in the movies, bitches don't want that. They don't want that real romantic type of dude, like that soft dude. Like, they want somebody that's gonna be like how can I put it? What's the word? Like how can I put it?
They don't want like a
easy just like a pushover. They don't want like a pushover. That's what they don't want. So you really gotta like put your foot down and you gotta really be making decisions like in a relationship, like and whatnot. Because if not, then you're gonna get taken advantage of. These chicks will use you as a free little quick little meal.
Placeholder
dinner for
they,
real.
Yeah, they don't placeholder. Right. They don't want a Tony Romo, they want a Cam Newton.
Yo, Cam sucks. So. We're not about to do that.
We're not about to do that.
Hold on.
Hey, yo.
Because I already know my homie's going to listen to this, and he's going to kill me for that.
Omar Menecayo. Yeah. And Cam. Shit, yeah, we can go ahead and wrap it up, though. You know, another episode to speak on it. With Young Skip, Illy, E. We out.
Yeah.